Yisham Mishvi Yisdaf Chav Ches. We learned yesterday in the Gemara, in Chav Zayim Beis, a person has to be Mosen Nefesh, has to give his life for a Kiddush Hashem, Behesia Barabim, if it's for any of the three Averos, even Betzina, but if it's for Behesia, it's you have to give up even for the smallest mitzvah, or not to do the smallest Avera, and the Gemara wanted to know how many is considered a Behesia, and the Gemara said 10. Rabbanan learned out that there's source, Nektashi Pesach B'nai Yisrael, that 10 people are considered a Behesia. So the Gemara continues with some stories discussing this idea of when you have to give your life and when you don't. Rabavuna Zeira Chamnonei Pri Chere Chama B'Shufta. Rabavuna Zeira was a person who was an Amora, and he was seen running after a chamor on Shabbos. A chamor that seemed to have, the Mefarshim explained, was Rosh Mesalua says the chamor had a big pack on its back carrying packages. And we know that mechamer is also whether you're riding on the animal, on the donkey, or whether you're leading it in front of it, or running in front of it, and the chamer follows you, causing it to move, carrying a package. That's an isser of manyanuach, shocho, your animal should go, your bincho, betecho, or shocho, chamercho, behemtecho, bechola, shebesharecho, is an isser, menat teiro. Yet we saw that he was running in front of it on Shabbos, and the question is, how could he do that? Obviously, a guy was forcing him to do it. But the question is, why did he allow himself to do it? It should be that he should have allowed himself to be killed first. So the Gemara says, the reason why he was allowed to do that, because there, the Gemara says, he was doing it not for the purpose of religious reasons, but rather for himself. He was doing it because he wanted a personal benefit. He wanted his chamor to carry donkeys. He was forcing him to do it, not be over in Issa Torah, not for any particular reason, just for his own benefit. And that there's no inyan of a person being Mosen Nefesh on that, to give your life for that when it's being done for Lanos Atzma, for the person's own enjoyment, his own benefit, not for a religious reason. Gemara says, similarly, in front of Yonah and Rav Yosa, went ahead and they paskin that people could go ahead and bake bread on Shabbos for this person, this Roman general called Sikinus. This was they allowed him to do that. They allowed people to go to break bread for him on Shabbos. And the question is, again, why can you do that? So the explanation, again, this was a person who was a Sar Shalahem. He was an officer, Roman officer, and they allowed him to do it because, again, it wasn't for the purpose of that the Muslim explained that he wanted to be religious reasons they should go ahead and do that, to violate Shabbos, but rather he just wanted warm bread. He wanted them to bake bread. He wanted warm bread on Shabbos. So therefore it was for his own ano, and for that they were allowed to do that was not considered an Isser. You're allowed to give Yahar Vayavar on that particular situation. That's why they allowed to do that. So that's the Gemara explains. I'm Rav Yonah Kishiso, come Rav Yonah Abba. He wanted to say, I asked my father, Rav Yonah, my father, they said over, Chacham took a vote in the attic of Nizl's house in Lud, and they said on the elder Torah, anything may be here, I mean, Israel. We know that a person goes ahead and a guy commands a Jew to do an Avera, come out to any of the mitzvahs in the Torah, violate any of the laws and then I'll say in the Torah, Chutzman Avodah, you should go ahead, you let yourself get killed. And don't let yourself get yaver. Be over. Don't let yourself get killed. Yaver yaver is only on those three averos chamuros, avodazer, shrika stomim, and gila arayos. But any other halacha, any other violation, the Torah says not to. You don't give yaver a yaver. Don't let yourself be over to isa to do. And therefore, that would be the halacha says. So the same idea would be over here. That would be they would be allowed to do this. They would not be. They were allowed to. They were allowed to go ahead and be over Nisr Shabbos. So Shabbos because it's not one of the Chikim Kamuros, and therefore Yava Yara, you're able to do it. The question is here, Lechayra, this was done by Fahesia and was done to not be able to violate the Din Torah to do it for that purpose. So why would they ask this question to his father? What was the heter? Are you allowed to do this? What was the reason you allowed him to go bake bread for this person? So Gemara says, why do we say Allah is only made elevate atzma? The only person can go by himself and privately. Berabim, but in berabim. But if it's in front of 10 people, of hesi, have him as a kali. Even the smallest of air, you can't do. Lishmalo, you can't do. Yorva yaver. Where do we see it from? Going Luninus, who people supper. We had the famous Gemara Maisa Butas Maisa the other day. Luninus and Papas, his brother. It was a Maisa that happened. There's a Goyim Maim, Klees Chulis, let's phone it. The Goyim gave him water to drink in a color glass. Well, Kimberly didn't do that because they thought maybe if it's in a clear glass, you can see that it's water, it's permitted. But if it's a color glass, maybe it's wine. You just can't see it. And wine is Yayin Nesach. Maybe Yayin that was Avodah Zarah was done to it. And therefore, you want Zasar to drink it. That's a banana. So they didn't want to drink it. They were makabal upon themselves not to do it. So you see that therefore, they will look out and they allowed themselves to be killed. So fake them, how could you go ahead and allow them to bake bread on Shabbos for this officer, for this Roman officer? Elamaisa will become to death. Elamaisa, you're allowed to go do that. But rather, Yar Vayavar is even for something else that's not a Gimel Chamuros. However, it's still Barabbim, but for Hesia, and if you have to let yourself get killed. That was what the Chachamim decided in the alley, in the attic of Nitzah, the Balut. So I'm going to answer, no, let's cover Mishat. You got the reason why we allowed it, because this Roman officer, this Yerisnas, wanted to do that because he wanted it to be shmad. He wanted to violate it in Torah. He was a baltaiva. He wanted hot bread, warm bread on Shabbos. He wanted to eat bread. That was what he wanted. And he wanted the Jews to make the bread for him. The only ones there that could do it. It wasn't done for the purpose of being over in Torah. It was for his own purpose, selfish purposes. And therefore, that's why they was allowed to do so. That wasn't being over, at least for Daz. And that's a Chum didn't refer to that as in a situation where you have to be Yar Vayavar. That's why they allowed them to do it. Break the Gemara side question. Kamayim Rabin. First of all, what's that Rabin? How much is Rabin? Because Rabin, we said before, yesterday's Gemara, sorry, 10. Ksiv, Kashim Sok B'nai Israel. 10 people are what Barabim. That's enough Gemina. If it's Barabim, even a mitzvah Kala, you have to give yourself. But if it's anything less than 10, it's considered Beinol Bein Atzmo, and therefore you're not Mechoy to do so, unless it's the Gimel Kaveris Kamuras. Gemara has a side halachic question. What's the halacha about Goyim? Goyim, is there a mitzvah Kiddush Hashem? Now, the question is not Mikaji Kiddush Hashem. The question is, do they have to be over? We know there are Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noah. The question is, do they have to, are they allowed to be, are they mechuyev to be over? If a Goy tells them, either be over, the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noah, I'm going to kill you. Do they have to Mikaji Shem Shemayim? Is there a mitzvah on them to Mikaji Shem Shemayim? But a Jew there is. But on a Goy, is there an Indian to be Mikaji Shem Shemayim, either B'tzin or even B'rabim, to do so to protect the Shevet Mitzvah Noah? Because the way to marry Fuda learns the Gemara is Kasha. One of the mitzvahs of Shevet Mitzvah Noah is Avodah Zarah. So is a Goy Mechuyev to give his life with a Hesia to be over, not to be over in Nisar Avodah Zarah of the Shevet Mitzvah Noah, because it applied to a Goy or not, the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. So Amalei, so he answered him, Yisrael Mitzvah Hashem. Pasuk said, "Niskachi b'soch bnei Yisrael." The mitzvah Kiddush Hashem is giving you life. It's afki Yisrael mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. Not any goy, they're not mechuyev to. Therefore, a goy is not mechuyev to give his life for Kiddush Hashem, and this means that the goy is not mechuyev to do mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, and for any mitzvah, either mitzvah Yisrael Noach or Avodah Zarah, anything, he is not obligated to give his life for that. That is the way the Rashi Masul learns the Gemara. It goes on all of them. Even Avodah Zarah applies that they're not mechuyev to do that. Akulukoy, going on all of them that they're not mechuyev to give. So the Gemara says, what's the basis? What do we see from? So Avimi said, based upon a pasuk Yashem B'Sof Yisrael. Gemara of Nasa had a different source. For this thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon you, which means a person goes ahead and does something and be over in Isser, because you said to me, you go with that, you're allowed to do this, don't worry about it, Elisha said you can do so. What was this referring to? This is referring to the story in Melachim Beis, where Naaman was a famous general, a Goyish general of Aramit, and he had got tzaras, and it came to him, no one could cure his tzaras, it came to Elisha. Elisha told him, go to bathe 7 times in the Jordan River, and he became cured. When he became cured, he became a mammon, and he said he swore off not being over any Avodah Zarah, never again will be over Avodah Zarah. But he asked, Elisha, I have a problem. because I have to go to greet the king of Aram. When I go to greet the king of Aram, I'm only a general by him. He's the king. I have to go with him to his god, to his base of Avodah Zarah, base Rimmel, and I have to bow down to Avodah Zarah there. Not because I want to, but because I have to do it because of the king. Otherwise, I'm being married by Malchus. Can I do that? Would I be over? Otherwise, I'm going to lose my life. Am I mechuyev to do that? Avilisha told him, Lech b'shalom, no problem. You're not mechuyev to. He told him, "Davizay Yisak, Kashbuk going to be punished. You're not going to forgive you. You could do that." So he saw Mizul Kiddush Hashem. He saw Kiddush Hashem. You see that from here. You see that a Jew is mechuyev al Kiddush Hashem. But Naaman, when he told him go in peace, he's not. He was allowed to. He's not mechuyev to. A Jew would be mechuyev to, but a guy is not mechuyev to. So you see from Elisha, that would be the source, not from Yisrael, not from the original pasuk of Kiddush Hashem, Kachi b'nei Yisrael. But for here alone, you see, he says, Marfuldo, he told him, you yourself can. For me, you see that a guy is allowed to do this. The Rashi learns the Gemara there, that Marfuldo breaks down, whether a guy is never mechuyev to do it, even it's befahesia. And some argue with Rashi, and we show him and say, they know that maybe it's only there's Betzina. There's no 10 Jews. Maybe that's why we're allowed to do it over there. But maybe if he'd be Fahesi in front of many Jews, maybe in Akhanami Bukhuyiv to. What's the riot from there? However, Lamaisa, the halakha is that we see we're not Bukhuyiv to Raman Paskins, and the Shidas Ritosis Paskins, and Resh Mishulah brings down that there would be no Chiyav, no responsibility for him to do so. Bein Betzina, Bein Befahesia, a guy is not mechuyev to give him his life like Kiddush Hashem. So the Gemara gives another ma'aser. Chibra, Rab Abba, Basimah, Mechayit, Chadir, Rab Yom Yomit. He was a tailor of a certain Aramai in Rome. And Olei Rebos in the Vela. His boss brought him, the Goyish boss brought him, Bas in the Vela, eat the Bas in the Vela. So Amalei, I'm not eat it. Amalei, Zer, Rab Abba, Mazel, I'm not going to eat it. Lohachim, I'm not going to eat it. So he told him, you're not going to eat it. I'm a lay, if you don't eat it, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. So Gemara says, I'm a lay, you want to kill me? Go ahead. Kill me. I know I'm not going to eat the bus in the veil. He's ready to give his life on Kiddush Hashem. I'm a lay, said to him, now I see that, known to you that my attention was only to see if you're really a serious person, if you're willing to give your life for your religion, and I see that you have to. So either you be a Jew, or be Aramai. Which one are you? In other words, I want to go ahead and test you to see if you're real or not, if you're the real McCoy, and I say that you are. Either you're a Jew or Aramai, you're a real Jew, so therefore I'm not going to kill you. So if Rabbi Zama would have heard the Chachamim's what they said in the roof in the alley and the attic in the roof of Nitus, just tell you the halacha is that Patsinin, you can go ahead and do so, then he would have eaten an avail. He wouldn't have been a problem. He would have done it. He wouldn't have said, "I'm willing to put my life on the line." And the Gemara says, "Baruch the Pnei Moshe, Baruch Hashem that Rabbi didn't know this halacha Rabbi Chachamim. If he did, he would have eaten the thing." So here you see, he was able to go ahead and not eat it. And stand up to him and stand up, I'm willing to give my life. And yet, the enemy was okay not to. The guy was a Kiddush Hashem. And they didn't, anyway, they did that. They said, I'm not going to kill you because you're true to form. So he was willing, even though willing to give his life. So Baruch Hashem, he said that he was willing to do so, that he didn't hear the words of Chacham, otherwise he would have gone ahead and do so. And the Shaila is, how does that work? Maybe he wouldn't have done so because it's Fafahesia. And Fafahesia, even in, you can't do it anyway. Says the Pnei Moshe, and says, it's good that you'd have, he wouldn't be able to do so. Mechayit told from a cutting, he was a person who was going to listen to his boss to do so. My other devil, he said, I told him I wouldn't have done this to test you, so I would have done it. So I'm really shy by Rav Eus and Mukhal Khan, since he would have gone and listened to Chachamim, he would have done it, he would have done so. So Mar says, it's good I didn't listen, it's good I didn't know. Mar said, therefore you see, he would have been, he saved him by not hearing that, he would have been able to give his life, and he would have given his life. And Lamaisa, it's in this way itself, both of that, he gave, was willing to do so, and also, Hakidus Hashem came out of it, that he didn't take his life. Lamaisa is not so clear, as Rashi explains, whether it would apply even for Hesia, maybe it's only Din Betzina, and that's a Machlekes Rishainim. The time I speak about it, whether a Barab and for Hesia, a Goy is responsible to do so, but for Hesia or not. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Gemara says, back to Halacha Taivus and Ma'is, back to the case in the Mishnah. A person went ahead and improved his field, and then he dies, and Halacha, you improved his field, you're not allowed to work your field the next year. What about if a person improved his field and he died? What's the halacha? What about his, is the son of us allowed to go ahead and take care of his field the year after Shavuos? What's the shaila? What's the halachic shaila? The halachic shaila is, the Mishnah says that we give a guy a penalty if he went ahead and he bettered his field. He did it, made his field better on the year of Shavuos. The halacha is, we don't let him go take care of his field. We can't plow his field even on the eighth year as a knas. The question is it a personal knas to him, or is it on the field? What's the nafkimina? Nafkimina is, if his son is Yairesh, is his son allowed to work the field because it's not against him, it's against his father, and he died? Or do we say that, no, the field is Nenash, and therefore the son can't even take care of the field? But Apno Akara, it's usher to go ahead and take care of the field. That's the Shaila. So the Gemara says, L'chaira, we can answer the Shaila by two other cases. What's the Gemara's cases? We have two. Of Yaakov, the case of a person when it proved his field and he died. But no mutal zar. One place says the son can go ahead. He's allowed to do it after his field. He's allowed to go do it in the eighth year. Taiva Makrav. He went ahead and he go to prove his field and he sold it. Azazar, then a person goes ahead and buy it cannot take care of the field. It's also to do the field. The person who bought it can't take care of the field. So Gemara says, Avarazar mutar. The person went ahead and he proved the field. Gemara says he went and sold the field afterwards. What's the halakha? Halakha is that the produce is permitted as mutar. But the Gemara commonly made a gzeira on something that the people could go ahead and could follow. The gzeira people could make could follow on the gzeira. But however, once the field was taken done, Itaka went and did it. That's already too much of a gzeira for people to do. He spent money for it and he worked his whole year to do it. It's too much of a difficulty for gzeira. Yuchalamid bum. It'd be very difficult to enforce this gzeira, and therefore the halacha would be that he'd be allowed to go ahead and benefit from it. So says the Mafulda, Yechol Avaba, he went ahead and Taka did it. The fruit will be mutter. Lo ligzo akach. We don't give you such a far gzeira, so far that you should even lose the fruit that you did, because then you can want more to eat. Your person will die of starvation. Yechol Avaba. That much of a gzeira. We could go ahead and make a gzeira to stop you from bettering your field in Shavuos and say if you do it, we're going to punish you that you can't work your field on the eighth year. But if you went ahead and far, you actually did it, and Paris came out of it. Now you won't be able to eat from it. You'll starve. That much of Xera is too difficult for people to follow, and our opponent didn't go that far to make such a Xera. That they didn't go, Yuchlam, but mostly we don't add to the Xera, because that much a person will not be able to do is the way the Marfulda and the Pnei Moshe learn the Gemara. That would not be able to do. We can't do that. So Gemara said, therefore, again, so if you went in and you planted the gzeira, we wouldn't answer the produce that came from there itself. And not from what came in the Shavuos year, but what came in the eighth year, that is what they say you would be allowed to run and didn't make such a gzeira. That much Rabbanan didn't go ahead to make such a gzeira. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, when we say this halacha that you can't do, Tiyah Bizmanazim, now, Gemara has a shayla.